Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening wherever you might be, at home, at work, in traffic, on the road, on a highway, on a byway, on a mountain, on a plane, on a flatland, on a farm, in a bar, in a hospital, in a patrol car. I don't know where you at. Thank you for listening, though. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. He's surrounded by everything. Concrete, rats, other things. A lovely city. It was 70. Hickey, it was 70 degrees today, 75?
70 degrees and sunny. It felt beautiful.
And today he was surrounded by beautiful weather. We're going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. Go ahead and lock yourself in. Let's have some fun. Already been hanging out for 2 hours. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So it doesn't matter where about the country you are. It doesn't matter which country you're in. You could be in United States of America. You could be in Canada. We rolling. This is halftime of the show. And it doesn't matter what happens over the next 2 hours. We win over here. There's no fallback. There's no runaway. There's no UConn running away with the championship. We all went over here, okay? Oh, yeah, so a matter of fact, yes, we are all UConn. We are all Huskies. My apologies to all my listeners right now in Indiana. Or anyone who was rooting for the Boilermakers. Better luck next year, I guess. Better luck for everybody. Better luck for Zach Edey. Better luck for, Purdue. Better luck for them all. Maybe Zach Edey will sound happy if he gets drafted. Because last night after the loss, he didn't sound, I wouldn't expect him to sound happy, but he was pretty monotone and miserable. Take a listen to Zach Edey, proud of how they played. I mean, he had 37 points. He should be proud. His other teammates couldn't do squat.
I think for me, the big thing is you can say whatever you want about me. You can say however I play. You can say whatever, but you can never say that I didn't give it my 100% every single time I stepped on the floor, every single time I went in practice. And that's what I always hang my hat on. I came in and I never didn't give it 100%.
Good for him. Good for him. He worked hard. Only he and Shaq have averaged, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 60% shooting in college basketball history. Let me say that again. Zach Edey and Shaq did that. 25-12. 60% shooting. Zach Edey. Yeah, maybe he gets drafted. Yeah, he will get drafted. It's just a matter of where. Is he going in the first round? Does he have to wait until the second round? We'll find out soon enough. Hey, thank you so much as well. Last hour, we had on Mr. Quinn. We had on Brendan Quinn from The Athletic. He came through, and we talked about UConn and what they do moving forward. Now, I just told you about Zach Edey. What the hell happens with Zach Edey moving forward? And then we talked about who the hell the next coach could be for Kentucky, because Coach Cal basically said, listen, folks, I got to go. A matter of fact, this is what John Calipari put out on his own social media today. Listen.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice.
Okay. All right. Very different than what he said last week when he was talking about his commitment, and now he's leaving. And so Dan Hurley, who just won the championship, he said no. Jay Wright, former Villanova head coach, now television personality and great basketball analyst, Jay Wright said no. We can go down the list. Billy Donovan, I think he's most likely going to get the job. He's coaching the Chicago Bulls right now. He didn't say no. He just said, right now I'm committed to the Chicago Bulls and nobody from Kentucky contacted me. For now, Chicago Bulls season should end next week, hopefully. Hopefully for all the fans in Chicago who've had to watch that crap basketball. But anyway, there's another name, and we're going to get to the NBA, because now that college basketball is done, there's some relevancy for the NBA, right? The season is winding down. We're going towards the playoffs. As I stand in a studio right now, Milwaukee is beating Boston 41-23. These games are going to start to matter. And speaking of the NBA and speaking of Kentucky, it's one thing to talk about Billy Donovan, championship coach, right? It's another thing to talk about Jay Wright, championship coach. It's another thing to go into Billy Donovan, championship coach. Not in the NBA, obviously, with Florida, the Gators. There's a former player whose name was thrown into the ring to become the next head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. This man was a member of the Wildcats from 2004 until he was drafted in 2006. He's a two-time NBA champion, won a championship with the Boston Celtics, got another one playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. He just retired from the NBA, although he's been out the league at least 2 years now. It's Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo is 38 years old. And if you listen to anyone who's ever been around basketball, including someone like Doc Rivers, and I don't know if they're saying much, former point guard himself, sorry, Doc, not to be disrespectful, everybody has said that Rajon Rondo is one of the smartest players that they've ever been around. Not the most supreme of a scorer. This man was a pure point guard, a facilitator, a dog on defense, someone who made multiple all-defensive teams, someone who would lead the league in assists, someone who would lead the league in steals. When you think about point guards now, they all got to score, right? Got to jack the ball up and take threes and stupid shots. Rajon Rondo, this man wasn't taking no threes like that. Rajon Rondo could barely go out there and knock down a free throw. But Rajon Rondo had himself a hell of a career. One of the best point guards that you will have ever watched in your life. Sounds good and great, right? Of course it does, especially if you listen to a former friend and buddy from Kentucky. That man's name is all, well, he's not an NBA either. It's DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, Boogie Cousins, the former big man for the Kings that was yelling at referees and going to all-star games before he blew out his leg. Boogie Cousins, guess what? He has a podcast, like everybody, on the Bully Ball podcast. DeMarcus Cousins said that Rajon Rondo should be the next head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. Listen to this.
I think Rajon would be the perfect guy for this situation. Obviously, he's a Kentucky kid. He played at Kentucky. He's an alumni.
He lives there right now. He's already in town. Doesn't even have to move. Don't even have to pay moving expenses.
Yeah, but he understands both sides, like, probably better than anybody else ever will. And I think putting Rajon in that position, he's going to be a great energy moving forward. He's great at creating a standard. He's great at leading the ship. I don't think there's a better leader to lead Kentucky out of this spot than a Rajon Rondo.
Okay, now that's great, right? Rajon Rondo, born in Kentucky, lives in Kentucky, played in Kentucky, won championships in the NBA. Brightest minds, one of the brightest minds that the league has seen. There's a problem, though. And that other voice you heard was Rachel Nichols. I don't know if the two of them have been living underneath a rock. I don't know if this has been mentioned in other elements of their podcast. Where the hell were they at the end of January, the beginning of February, when this bit of news kind of popped up surrounding Rajon Rondo? Please take a listen to this, courtesy of the good folks at CBS Boston.
And we're following more breaking news. Former Celtics and NBA player Rajon Rondo has been arrested following a traffic stop in Indiana. Officials say the 37-year-old was allegedly driving recklessly and was pulled over by a trooper. Now, the trooper says they observed the smell of marijuana and during that stop and searching of the car found drug paraphernalia and a firearm. Officials say a juvenile was also inside of that car. Rondo now facing several misdemeanors.
Hickey, am I on another planet, or is this the guy that you want coaching your basketball team right now?
Well, I can't say every coach is perfect. but with that said, yeah, no. No.
For hiring process? I heard the comments first by DeMarcus Cousins, right? Earlier today, I heard the comments from DeMarcus. And then I go, yeah, this sounds good. And then I go, wait a minute. Didn't Rajon, and this is not the only quote-unquote trouble that he's got into. I mean, over the past couple of years, there have been matters of assault. There's been matters that have involved women. And I'm just saying to myself, how the hell can you make such a statement and ignore his legal issues? Like, the Kentucky Wildcats are going to go knocking down the door of Rajon Rondo while he has an open case? And then, Hickey, I like you. Nobody's perfect. I listen to the news story, and I go, oh, he was pulled over. Okay, big deal. Like, people get pulled over all the time. Were you going 5 miles per hour past the limit? And they were like, oh, well, he was endangering people. I'm like, okay. The story, a matter of fact, you could leave me on. Let's listen to the story, because everything that he's being accused with gets progressively worse as the newscaster on CBS tells the story. Listen to this. Okay. Traffic stop, normal. Okay. What happened? Okay, not good. Okay, got worse. Oh, okay, that's it. Oh, Hickey, do you hear how that escalated? That, I don't know who wrote that. Just from a media perspective, I gotta tell you, that was excellent writing. Whoever wrote that script told the story. It's like, hey, Rajon Rondo got arrested. It's like, okay, he got pulled over. Okay, somebody has got pulled over right now while they're listening to me. Do they got a busted taillight? And they're just like, oh, nah, he was driving wild. And, well, what happened? Well, Rajon Rondo looked like he had some marijuana in the car. Well, that's not good. And then he also had a gun in the car. It's really not good. And then he also had a child in the car. Oh, yeah. That is absolutely awful. That has now hit the skids. I can remember a story. I don't even know if he's still in the NFL right now. Sheldon Richardson, formerly of the Cleveland Browns and New York Jets. Sheldon Richardson had a story where I think he had a gun and alcohol in his car, and he was driving like 100 and something miles per hour. He also had a child in the car. Now, look, if you want to lose your mind, do that in your house. Don't drive crazy with me on the road. And also, don't drive crazy with a child in the car with you. Like, this is wild enough. And so, yes, we can all love Rajon Rondo. We can all look at Rajon Rondo and go, oh, man, he's a basketball genius. But it sounds like the first person that needs coaching is Rajon Rondo's life. He doesn't need to be helping to govern 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23-year-olds, unless he's going to tell them, hey, don't make the mistakes I do. It looks like he is still making some of those mistakes. Yeah, I wouldn't put Rajon Rondo in the same category of Jay Wright, Billy Donovan, or Coach Hurley. Let Rajon Rondo fix his life. Let him call Iyanla up and get his life fixed. Bad idea by Boogie Cousins. Terrible idea. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, well, you know what? There is somebody who got some good news today. He also played point guard. Matter of fact, he's still a point guard. It's Ja Morant for the Memphis Grizzlies. Amongst all of his issues, which now happens to be a torn shoulder that he's rehabilitating, he got some good news today. No, it didn't involve guns. Remember that kid that he punched at his house? Well, Ja Morant, he was found not guilty. Instead of a self-defense, that 17-year-old that he kind of cold-cocked and you know, kind of drew a gun, they said it was self-defense. Ja Morant just won something. He didn't even have to play a game. Remember this from 3 months ago? WREG News Channel 3. This was them talking about Ja Morant going to the stand, explaining what happened. Remember this?
For the first time, Morant talking publicly about a 2022 pickup basketball game that led to a fight against then 17-year-old Joshua Holloway and a lawsuit, and demonstrating what he says happened that day.
When you threw the ball to Mr. Holloway, where
did it chest. Yeah, he caught it by his chest.
Is that where a tech ball should be placed?
It's a chest pass.
Morant and his attorneys say Holloway threw a basketball at the NBA star, hitting him on the chin. Holloway's attorneys has called Morant's claims a Hail Mary.
Pull this short, sir. Where I'm from, that's fighting standards.
Does he take a step toward you?
Yes.
The trial, which is expected to last for several days, will also address whether or not Morant is immune from liability under Tennessee's Stand Your Ground law.
Yeah, well, he is. Self-defense. Congratulations, Ja Morant. You won something. Hickey, what's it been like? 2 years since he won something, right? Been in trouble for 2 years, it feels like.
It's been a long time, on and off the court. So I guess you'll take a win any way you can get one, right?
You got to take a win when you can get it. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Take the wins where you can get them. And drive safe, please. No Rajon Rondo. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of coaches, there's a coach right now. He has no job, and he is really, literally wandering around America right now. I kid you not. I'm going to tell you who this coach is on the other side of the break. He's missing football right now. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, man, I love you for listening. It's mutual. It's a mutual thing. You give, you take, you just enjoy it all, okay? It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I would happen to be JR. And before I tell you which former NFL coach is just wandering around the country, let me tell you about this first. The Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. UConn guard Cam Spencer, he was a defensive stalwart last night. He led the Huskies in rebounds with 8. He had 2 steals. Also had a big old block in UConn's 75-60 victory over Purdue. And as a team, the Huskies held Purdue to just 1 3-pointer, and only one player recorded an assist for the Boilermakers, which made it even more hilarious when last night after the game, the head coach of Purdue, Matt Painter, sat down in front of the media, and he really said that they lost the game, especially in the second half, because of what?
The real difference ended up being their ability to offensive rebound in the second half. We just were wasting so much energy to fight once they got it to double digits, and then we would get stops and we couldn't get rebounds, and that was just really hard for us to overcome.
Spare me. And I love it. This is a part of a coach's job, by the way. It's to say ridiculous things to cover the behinds of your players, especially in college. This is college athletics. Let's remember this. The coach is not going to come out at the end of a game and say, hey, our players suck tonight. Like, this is not, I don't know, Greg Popovich ripping. Hickey, who's somebody you could rip? Manu Ginobili, right? Or Tony Parker?
Yeah, this ain't that.
Yeah, not Sim, nobody's going to rip Tim Duncan, but I could see Popovich saying Tony Parker stunk. Can't do that in college. You can't. Well, that's not true. Thought about Rick Pitino from, 2 months ago?
And look how that turned out. Yeah, best stretch of the season for him.
Players, he said, you guys are unathletic. You can't jump. You can't run. And he ticked his players off, and they went on a run. Not enough of one to get into the tournament, but enough of one to get close. Let's say that way. So outside of Rick Pitino, on a college scene, you're not supposed to crap talk your players. Even Kim Mulkey, who has said some of the wildest things that you have ever heard in your life. Kim Mulkey will protect her players. I mean, there were rumors early last season about Angel Reese not being, you know, academically eligible, not having her grades up to par. Kim Mulkey refused to share what the hell was going on. That's college. Can't crap on your play. So congratulations to Matt Painter for lying to the general public and telling everybody, like you didn't watch the game, that the reason that they lost was because of rebounding. When everybody knows that UConn's strategy was, let Zach Edey score whatever the hell he wants to score and stop everybody else. It's really that simple, not that complicated. And they walked away with a national championship for it. UConn did, and Purdue, they just go home. Matt Painter has to think about next year. But at least Matt Painter, he has a job. He's had a job here with Purdue for just about 20 years. I told you there's a coach wandering around America right now, jobless. It's Bill Belichick. For the first time in 20 years, 25 years, Bill Belichick he's a free man. Is he on a boat? Not now. Maybe he's on a – well, maybe he is. I'm not with him. I'm in the studio here in Atlanta. Maybe he was on a boat last week. Maybe he's been on vacation for the past 3 weeks. I have no idea. But I know Bill Belichick for the past forever has been doing nothing but focusing on football. Bill Belichick was in Washington. His son Steve is the new defensive coordinator for the Washington Huskies. Bill Belichick over the weekend was just walking around helping out his boy. Imagine just waking up and looking at Bill Belichick in your face. You got to go, am I in a dream? Is he going to curse me out? Is he going to say hello? Is he going to be a jerk? And then Bill Belichick went from Washington. Bill Belichick is popping up at coaching seminars. Bill Belichick is passing on the wisdom. God bless him. I didn't know he had it in him. And you want to know where he stopped? Bill Belichick was at Nebraska? Bill Belichick, he was hanging out with Matt Rhule? Mind you, this is the same Matt Rhule who got a taste of the NFL with the Panthers, and he sucked. Matt Rhule was in the presence of greatness with Belichick, and he was kissing his ass. Listen to this.
He is so smart, has seen so much, that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. He went, he went 4.5 hours with just with the coaches. Forget the clinic. Like, he came in and met with our coaching staff. And with 3.5 hours in, I was like, Coach, would you like a water, a coffee? Would you like to use the restroom? Because I desperately had to use the restroom, you know? And he's like, I'm fine, Matt. I was like, yes, sir. And just sitting there and just talking, right? And just his recall from things 15 years ago. And, you know, the only reason why we don't get through more information is because he's having to slow down to make sure you understand what he's saying. I mean, so you have this man who's a savant, right? Who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice. He's been a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just, like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh my goodness.
Now, Hickey, that is high praise. And I don't knock him for praising Bill Belichick. Everybody knows we all can look at his success and what he's done and what have you. But the whole time Matt Rhule is going through this, I'm saying to myself, Man, you coached in the NFL. Like, you did not have success. I have no idea why David Tepper gave him a 7-year contract for a guy who never had the big job. But I'm saying to myself, I'm like, man, how bad were you? Like, you gotta show Belichick this much love. And I'm saying to myself, man, this every sentence that he had, every positive, I'm saying, well, how stupid were you at the NFL level? Or what do you feel, or how do you feel when you hear that from Matt Rhule?
It is interesting because obviously, right, Matt Rhule, his experience compared to Bill Belichick's experience, it makes so much sense that Bill has all these different philosophies and nuggets and teaching principles that he knows just from being in the league, what, 3 times longer than Rhule has? But it is funny, like when he was like, you know, Bill could have done more, but he was slowing down to make sure everyone got what he was saying. It does kind of raise the antenna a little bit of just like, well, you're like, in theory, everyone's supposed to be speaking the same language here. Like, not that you should know as much as Bill Belichick, sure. But like, you should, right, in theory, be able to pick up on what he's saying pretty fast, even if you never thought about it before. It is interesting.
I said to myself, when Matt Rhule went to bed, the night before he went to bed as an NFL head coach, Saturday night, I can't imagine the Panthers, I don't know, maybe they played a Monday night game, I doubt it, while he was there. Maybe they did, don't know, doesn't matter. But the night before a game, was Matt Rhule sitting in his room going, damn it, I'm about to get out-coached? No, but that's realistic, right? Like, these guys are human beings. You might be making, I don't know, $10, $15 million a year. Everybody who happens to be a coach, every one of the other 31 out of the 32, these are your peers. But obviously, they're the Andy Reids of the world. They are the Belichicks of the world. You know, not everybody is some young hotshot. And you have to think that there are games that you go into where you just go, man, this guy got me. And listening to Matt Rhule speak, it's hilarious. It is. But it also, like, to me, shows a little bit of honesty. Like, hey, these coaches are humans. And when you step out onto the floor, you step out onto the field, you get onto the sidelines, whatever have you, like, it's in the back of your head that, hey, I gotta out-coach this dude. You know, it's one thing to be a professional athlete and go, how do I get past fill in the blank? My opposition is bigger or faster or stronger. And bigger, faster, stronger, by the way, doesn't always mean that they're going to win. You have to say, what can I do to come out on top? And so, yo, look, Matt Rhule sounds ridiculous because he failed in the NFL. Now, having said that, yeah, kiss Bill Belichick's behind. But the way that he was just going on and on and on just made me feel like, oh, when he was in a league, he sounded like he felt inferior. And I guess it doesn't matter now. He's Nebraska's problem. Congratulations, Matt Rhule. And I feel like Bill Belichick, he should just go on a whole tour. Hickey, what school should he go to next?
Go to Penn State, please. How about James Franklin?
Oh, no. You want to send him to your university?
Well, if he's speaking like the, you know, apparently the Matt Rhule saying this guy's, you know, is given every single, you know, tippy in the book possible. Hopefully Franklin knows a little bit more than Matt Rhule does, but still, he could learn a thing or two.
Yeah. Bill Belichick should go on a whole tour. Maybe if you give him a beat up, cut up hoodie, maybe he will show up at Penn State.
Oh, without a doubt. That's got to be I saw he's in a Washington sweatsuit. I'm not sure if he wore the same for Nebraska, but I think you're right about that. That's the key to his heart. Not money, not like facilities or, hey, we'll keep you in a 5-star hotel. Just get your rattiest, oldest sweatshirt cut up, give it to me, and I'll be there.
And what I did see of Bill Belichick at Washington, you saw he looked miserable, right?
That's his constant state of being.
I saw the bucket. Was it also a Washington bucket hat?
I did not see the bucket hat. I saw the Washington jumpsuit, like a gray
hoodie
and gray sweatsuit on too, or sweatpants. Yeah. But I didn't. He had a bucket hat that I can't see him wearing.
I thought he had like a bucket hat with a W, And I saw that he was he didn't shave for a few days. Welcome to the club. And he had on that big old hoodie. And in trademark Belichickian ways, Bill Belichick looked miserable. Can't even smile. I mean, I've seen him smile. I'm trying to think when. He gives a wry, quick smile, and then he goes about his business. So maybe he smiled right before the photo. I doubt it, though. If Bill Belichick, I don't know when we'll see this guy smile. I wonder if he has a job next year. Doubt it. Maybe. Let's see how much of a disaster this NFL season is for some squads. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of having a job and being miserable, the fans in Boston, they got to be miserable with one of their players right now. I'll tell you which Red Sox is done for the year. And then speaking of not having a job, there's a coach in the NBA who might be on a hot seat. I'll fill you in on both individuals on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Bill Belichick. I guess with nothing better to do, currently on a little bit of a tour, sharing his expertise with some other coaches across the country. He was seen in Washington, where his son is now the defensive coordinator for the Washington Huskies. And then we also saw Bill Belichick, as we heard in the last break. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. He was hanging out at Nebraska, one of these coaching clinic seminars with Matt Rhule. And Matt Rhule couldn't do anything but gush about the football intelligence and the football mind of Bill Belichick. Now, Bill Belichick, nothing better to do, out of action in New England, right? No longer the head coach. Gerard Mayo has taken over. And that brings me to another point of emphasis. For all my friends in Massachusetts right now, all my friends in New England, all my friends, all the listeners in Boston, sorry about Trevor Story. This is a disaster so far. Is he made out of glass? Does he have bad luck? Let me tell you something. Trevor Story with the Colorado Rockies, and maybe it's just a matter of playing in Colorado. Maybe the thin air did his body good. Trevor Story is winning Silver Slugger Awards at shortstop. He's becoming an all-star, and then he gets this six-year contract. $140 million from the Boston Red Sox. He's playing next to Xander Bogaerts. Well, at least he was supposed to be playing next to him, except for he was hurt. In the first year of the contract, he only played 94 games. He got hit in the hand with a pitch. He had a bruised heel. And this was his first impression in 2022 after signing this $140 million deal. 6 years, mind you. That's year number one. Year number two was last year. Trevor Story only played 43 games. He returned back to shortstop because Xander left. Went to San Diego. Trevor Story started the year on the injured list. He was unavailable. He had a tear in his UCL. Yeah, the same damn UCL, ulnar collateral ligament that all the pitchers are tearing. I'm not no doctor. I'm going to screw the names up. He only played in 43 games. The Major League Baseball season, it just started. Trevor Story dove for a ball in the field. He fractured his shoulder. He is out for the season. Let me say this again. Trevor Story, let's do some math. He signed a six-year deal, $140 million to play shortstop for the Boston Red Sox. He is already halfway through his contract because he's going to miss all of this year. The first year of the deal, didn't play really. Last year, played even less. This year, the season's only, 2 weeks old, and he's done. He's gone. He's going to be rehabbing until next February. 6 years, $140 million. If I'm the Boston Red Sox, if I'm the Red Sox fans, I'm going, why the hell did we get this guy this contract? Can he show up to work and earn his money? It's unfortunate. Yeah, all the best in recovery, Trevor Story. 855-212-4CBS, and much love to the Red Sox today in honoring Tim Wakefield, who we know had recently passed away due to cancer. Johnny is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, JR. Johnny D from Chicago. I had shoulder surgery this morning, so I'm recovering. But I'm a firm, loyal listener. Hey, well, I wanted to mention on the Tiger addictions, you missed one. I'll keep it clean for the radio. Waitresses. And then the only thing Purdue brings to the table next year is a great nickname. That's the only thing they got.
Well, thank
and
you,
then UConn, yes. Now, I swear I remember, and I haven't heard anyone mention it for the past 6 months on everything I've watched and listened to, they're the only school that won the title in both the men's and women's in the same season. And then I had a question for you, too.
Go ahead. Yes.
Is Renzo Ball related to the Ball you guys were talking about yesterday, the father and stuff?
Which Ball? There's Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo, and the father is LaVar.
Yeah, the one that's on the Bulls. The one that hasn't played a game for the Bulls or hasn't played ball for the Bulls.
Yes, Lonzo is on the Bulls and LaMelo is on the Hornets, yes.
Yeah, what a piece of garbage that guy is.
Whoa, who's a piece of garbage? Whoa.
Ball. He can't play. He never wants to play.
Well, Johnny, he's injured. Why are we going to call a guy a piece of garbage? He got an injury. That's not nice.
Yeah, but he, a lot of guys would have played through. He says it just don't feel right. You
Johnny.
Know?
Johnny.
It is a harsh opinion.
That's not a harsh opinion. That's not nice. You just had shoulder surgery this morning, right?
That's accurate. Yeah, I'm hurt.
Is anybody going to ask you to throw 100 miles per hour? I know you're not a professional athlete. Nobody's asking you to reach to the top shelf to get the peanut butter, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I was on the high school golf team.
Well, maybe that's why you got a shoulder injury now. No, so, look, give Lonzo Ball some grace here. I can tell you, as someone who has bad knees, and I think I walk around pretty fine, man, there's some days where if I take the wrong step, even if it's one step, I'm in excruciating pain. So I can't imagine being an NBA player. And real simple. If you don't have a cushion in your knee, bone on bone is not fun.
Good, yeah.
Give him a break.
Well, I just miss him, you know. That could have made the difference for us.
Yeah, well, don't call him garbage. He's hurt.
And that garbage owner we got, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah, leave Jerry. Yeah, if you want to call Jerry Reinsdorf whatever you want, that's fine.
He's like the Oakland A's guys, what he's doing to the Chicago welfare stocks. He's very similar. Well, and then he was on camera, and they were interviewing him, and after they won the sixth trophy, and he said, I'd trade all six of these for one World Series trophy. When he said that, I'm like, go back to Brooklyn where you came from. You know, he was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan.
I haven't heard that from Reinsdorf, but I'll look it up. But I'll tell you this. Moving. Hold on, Johnny. I didn't ask you to talk. Hold on. I got to hang up in a second.
Okay.
Moving the Sox up, what do you want to move them? Up north a couple blocks? Is that what he wants to do?
That's what he wants to do, but taxpayer funded helps.
All right. Well, very, 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 very different than everything that unfortunately has taken place out in Oakland. I wouldn't put in the same category. Hey, Johnny, when do you start rehab on your shoulder?
Well, I go to see him tomorrow. He's going to give me a game plan tomorrow.
Good.
And change the dressing and stuff.
I hope the doctor and the physical therapist are nicer to you than you are to Lonzo. I hope they don't call you garbage, okay? Get well soon.
But, hey, quick shout out to my Northwestern Wildcats.
They were
the only team that gave that UConn a go at it all the way to the fourth quarter. They only lost by 15.
All right. Yeah,
they were the first one only lose by 15,
Third place losers. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. damn, Hickey. Like, Lonzo Ball, man, he could have a titanium knee and never play basketball again. And Johnny's like, oh, man, that piece of garbage. Like, whoa, he's hurt. It's not like he sat down on purpose and quit. The guy got a bum knee. I feel bad. Not that I feel bad. He's made enough money to live. But from an athletic standpoint, it's not like Lonzo Ball took his quote-unquote ball and went home. He got a busted up wheel. What you want from him, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. He's not faking it. He's not milking it. He's not pulling a Ben Simmons where there's questions. And, I mean, with this Bulls team, even if Lonzo Ball is healthy, JR, we're not talking about a much different team.
I think they'd be slightly improved, but not enough to do anything. The Chicago Bulls are just a complete disaster. Zach LaVine is made out of glass. There's always an injury. You think about their current general manager and Mark Eversley. I have no idea why on an expiring contract they didn't just try to get something for DeMar DeRozan. The Bulls are just running in place. And it's now this I got no shame in saying. To call Lonzo Ball garbage, I think, is way – it's not even a stretch. It's just wrong. It's not fair. But the moves that the Bulls have made, it's just stupid. It's just dumb. I mean, if you're a Chicago's Bull fan, a Bulls fan, listen, the Bulls have fans that all they've known in their life now is them being garbage. Yeah, I can think back to all the years where they just destroyed everybody in the 90s. But there's 25 years worth, almost going on 30 years worth of Bulls fans. And yeah, I'm giving them 6 years. I will. I don't care. There's a new generation of Bulls fans who only know them for being ass. Come on. Chicago Bulls. Even the Celtics, through their lean years, they've been able to turn things around. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of basketball, the NBA is back. College is done. It's time to look forward to the playoffs. Oh, the Celtics. Oh, I'll give you an update on the other side. Don't move. Here on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.